Welcome to The Sketchy Book, the Creativity Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Brian E. Young. Okay, today's episode is about setting productivity goals. Pretty important topic. But first, I saw this article on Dumb Little Man, which is a pretty cool website that you'll be checking out in a little bit if you check out the show notes for that link. And the article was 20 Ways to Stay Motivated. The tips actually come from Zen Habits, and they had some motivation hacks, basically. That's what they called them. I'm just going to highlight a few, and you can check out the article for more. Always think positive, squash all negative thoughts is number one on their list. That's one I think that's pretty important. You got to think about what you can do. If you encounter a problem, think about solutions. What can you do now? Don't just throw your hands up or dwell on it. That's not really that helpful. That's just being stuck in a bad place. Think positive. Not very easy to always think positive, but bring yourself back toward that direction as soon as you can. Rule number 6 on the list, make it a rule never to skip 2 days in a row. Taking breaks is good, hanging out with friends, I mean, we all do that, but you gotta keep moving forward. You gotta do something. Get out your little sketchbook. Get out your lists. Write things down. Through magazines, Starlene Hodge, she gave some great tips about looking at magazines and keeping out clips of what you want, which is pretty important, I think, for graphic designers especially, but all different types of artists can get ideas there. And I'll have a few more tips about that in a little bit. Number 20 is chart your progress. There are a lot of different ways to do this. There are some suggestions on the Zen Habits list. One way is you can make a calendar, make lists, write down each day what you've done. Just keep an ongoing notebook of what you've done this week. Keep good track of those kinds of things. It really helps show you that you're doing a lot more than you think you are sometimes. I'm going to have the links for the full list in the show notes, so check that out, definitely. So on to today's topic of setting productivity goals. I tried to tie in that article here with the set productivity goals thing. Keeping motivated, that's pretty important, but keep setting productivity goals. I think that when you're setting your goals as far as productivity, it's okay to have quantity goals as opposed to quality goals. Productivity isn't necessarily about having 100% everything is perfect, everything's quality. We talked a little bit before about, you know, sometimes your works aren't going to be the best and, you know, you might do a lot of thumbnailing and you definitely want to spend most of your output doing the quality work or spending most of your time getting quality output. And there are ways to do that that don't always include quality. Like I said, the thumbnailing thing, the sketching thing, not everything there is going to be a showpiece, but that helps you really develop your ideas. So set a quantity goal. Some people say with thumbnails, before you go on to a finished work, to do 15, 20, 50, 100 thumbnails just to do one finished work. And so set goals like that. Say you're going to finish a sketchbook in 3 months or a week or a month. 50 pages, 100 pages a month. Those kind of quantity goals are really fun. They make a game out of your work and you get to see like, hey, I got a lot done. You also can go through those and find lots of little ideas that you had before and you didn't further develop and you can play around with more. And that really can pull into your work. You might get an assignment if you're a professional, because I welcome hobbyists to listen to this podcast too. If you're a professional, you might get an assignment that involves doing something that you sketched out just playing along in the book. So yeah, definitely set those quantity goals. And as you boost your output, you'll see the good and bad directions you've taken. So you can say, this is kind of what I want to be doing, this isn't. And you can look at your work compared to other artists, and that will help you kind of formulate your long-term goals. You also want to look at not just your sketches, but look at your own mistakes in your finished pieces and learn from them. Sometimes in my work, I have to let things go and call a work done because at that point, it's not worth it to fix. And I have to say, could I have prevented this? Could I have seen earlier in the process that there was something not going right with composition? A lot of that has to do with planning, and you really have to plan out a lot of details of your work. It's probably, for me at least, calling it planning sounds boring, and then that makes me not want to do it. I know, that's not being positive, is it? But that kind of think-ahead mentality is something you have to build into your work, and not look at it as, you know, planning is this, like, going into a boring meeting, and all you want to do is have fun. Again, turn it into games, turn it into play. Ultimately, the quantity approach, which is our productivity goals thing today, the quantity approach can lead to greater quality, but it's not just putting out lots and lots of things. You have to be observant. You have to look at your inner critic and critique things. The critique episode should really get your mind turning about some ways you can really look at your work and find things that could be better. Definitely look at artists you admire and try and bring things into what they had said. That's about it for today's episode. I want to thank Starlene Hodge again for all of her great tips on the podcasts a few episodes ago. That I thought that turned out really well, and I'm hoping we have more guests soon. If you missed that one, please go back and listen to it. It's probably really fun to hear another voice on the podcast, right? Definitely send in your MP3s, your recordings, add me on Google Talks, sketchybook@sketchy.com, and you can send a voicemail that way, so you can have your little tips and your feedbacks. If there's anything you agree with or disagree with, you can write that into that email address or send it in as an MP3 or recording, and we'll put it on the show. Definitely, if you have something to add on any of the episodes, it doesn't have to even be the current one. Or you can leave a comment in the show notes. There's comments on there going back to the very first episode, so leave a comment. We've gotten some on there, so you might want to go in there and look and read what people have to say and add in your own thoughts. You can get to the show notes, go to media.sketchy.com. That's SKETCHEE.com. That's it for today's episode. See you next time.